Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings. And we have a great guy, Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. Super knowledgeable dude that knows all kinds of stuff about boats, that's for sure. Boats and motors and Yamaha boats, Parker boats, Camus boats, Mercury outboards, trailers, the whole thing. Nick's got it down. So, and we're giving away a great prize today.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter, and as always, we decide that with the prize coin. So we'll pull one potential winner from the caller side. We'll pull one potential winner from the texter side. That coin's going to designate who's going fishing on board the San Diego. We're giving away a full-day trip out of Seaforth board fishing. And I know the San Diego has entered their maintenance period, so you're going to be one of the first people to jump back on that boat all shiny and looking good and ready for another full season of kicking some serious butt off.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're going to be looking good, too, for sure. Let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report. We got him standing by. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. And today, that report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. We got them online, Captain Mark Wish. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Nick. Great show this morning, man. I love all that Parker talk.
Yeah.
I love my
morning.
Parker.
Yes, we do.
Oh, man. But, hey, guys, so we've been blessed here with these super calm conditions for most of a week now. We've got a little fog here the past few days and definitely chilly, but looks like these calm conditions are going to continue for most of next week. So no handicap there for getting out and about for sure. So as to some reports, I got to start it off with a shout-out to Allie from BD Outdoors and Fish Dope. You know, great story. He had a little boat work to do there, so rather than do it at the dock, he gets his tools and his tackle together, runs outside the 9 mile bank, starts a little drift, and gets to work doing his projects and gets interrupted. He hooked and landed. This is fishing solo, guys. Hooked and landed a swordfish single-handed.
Hey.
What a fantastic catch. So congrats, Allie.
Did he get his work done, though, on the boat?
You know, I'm guessing probably not.
got interrupted by a swordfish.
Yeah, and it was the perfect size for doing it single-handed, you know, not one of them 500-pound tankers. So it's like, what a fantastic catch, man. That's incredible. And that zone between the 9 and the 181, 182 ridge just outside of there a little more, it's been consistent on those swords. That's been the better area. We've had a few up here, you know, kind of around a 14-mile bank in Newport Canyon like that, but nothing like we've seen in years past. So hopefully that gets going up here for us. But also offshore, and again, because of this great weather we got, still some bluefin on the Cortez and a few yellows mixed in there. And then yesterday I was talking to Danny from Fishtopia. He had a report of some bluefin and yellowfin caught out towards the butterfly, out in that butterfly zone. So that's something to keep an eye on. We'll see if anything's developing there. And then a little closer to home, seeing a huge influx of bonita from San Diego all along the coast up to, like, Newport and even a few up in Santa Monica Bay now. But been some really good fishing the past few days on those nicer bonita. They're not just those little two-pounders. They're like 5, 6, 7 pounders. And, man, they love those anchovies on light line and small shiny lures, and you can get them trolling, you know, by bird schools. It's been pretty fun stuff. And at the islands, again, the super calm weather. Some guys even made it out there to Nick. Incredible cod fishing in the shallow water, well, relatively shallow water. Got to be over 300 feet for those reds. And then if you want white fish and sheephead, you can fish up along the kelp lines there, but just incredible fishing at Nick. I love that place. And then didn't hear anything at all from Santa Barbara Island. Got one quick report from San Clemente Island. The report was winter mode, whitefish. That sucks for Clemente. And then Catalina, man, Catalina's loaded with squid. You got two main areas, backside east there from kind of the Orange Rocks off the V's up to Salta Verde, that whole sector there, and then the other areas up out in front of West Cove there, a lot of squid. And got one quick report this morning from my old buddy Dan Burns there. He's got some friends over there catching a bunch of bass on the squid they caught last night, good bass fishing so far. But haven't heard a whole lot about yellows or sea bass recently from Catalina. You know, it's just kind of that time of year where you, first of all, don't get a lot of reports. There's just not much pressure, and I'm just not sure there's that much fish around. And we might be going over there tonight, although with the fog and the cold temperatures, I'd probably rather just sit on my couch by the fireplace here.
Cold is relative to us here in Southern California. You want cold, look at the Midwest right now.
That's cold. I don't want cold here or
cold.
There.
Yeah.
That's cold. I don't want either of those colds.
Well, I spent two winters when I was a kid in Chicago, so I'm with you.
Yeah.
I savvy cold. I don't like cold. I like summer.
Put some layers on.
Yeah. You know, if there was, like, something worthy to be shooting for, we'd probably be going. But, see, the other thing is we just had the boat out. Got a brand new transducer. We had problems with the one that was in the boat. So we got one of the new B275 HLW transducers, which is the transducer with a 1,000-watt Simrad unit for looking for the deep scattering layer for swordfish and so on and so forth. So we might just go out and kind of look around a little bit at that stuff tomorrow and see how that's all doing. I don't know.
There you go. That's good. Well, fishdope.com, of course, you heard it. Danny and the boys have all the information for you on hand and ready to go 365 days a year, too. And you save $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, and we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And be interested to see what we got to talk about next week, man. There's a lot going on for this time of year.
Yeah, there is, for sure. Yeah, how about that long-range fishing right now? A five-day?
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you want to jump on that boat on Tuesday like you had that spot?
Oh, my God. One of my longtime long-range customers was just in yesterday. And getting ready to go on the Royal Star trip that's coming up. They got a long one, I think, right after the first year. And we had done a zillion trips together back when I used to do a lot of that. Just, man, just thinking about all that fishing and knowing exactly where they are and what they're doing, it's like, oh, man, shit, maybe I should just sign up again.
You know what the best thing about long-range fishing is you just get on the boat and you don't have to think. They think for you. You just fish.
Isn't that nice?
You just fish.
just fish
and eat. Fish, eat, and sleep.
That's it. Well, yeah. And they're all real good.
Yeah.
The eating's good, the sleeping's good, and the fishing's great.
Yeah. That's cool. All right, Mark, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you got it, guys.
See you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Hey, speaking of lithium today, that report's our fishdope.com report. Power your boat with Norris Lithium. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norris offers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norris batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today and set up your system at norrislithium.com, or you can go see the trolling motor doctor.
All right. Well, hey, Wayne Cotto, our man, is aboard the Royal Polaris right now on the eighth day, and he just sent me a picture of they're trolling for Wahoo right now.
Okay.
He's on the first troll.
All right.
And he was supposed to call in this morning, but he just wants to let everybody know that he's still on the troll. He'll call in as soon as he gets
one.
But he's looking on the back of the boat just saying, where are you? Where are you? But, it looks like beautiful. They're flat, calm conditions, and it looks like a beautiful day. So I'm sure he's enjoying himself.
Send a shoulder fillet my way there, buddy, when you put one on the deck.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you have a great text?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. Love this show. My question is for Nick. What do you think about having an autopilot on the boat? Is it a necessity? Is it just a nice feature? Looking here to your thoughts. That's from Charisse in Huntington Beach.
Necessity. I love it. Yeah. I mean, you don't really need one, but if you're doing long hauls out to San Clemente or Catalina, it is nice. I would say if you're fishing with people, you know, make sure you got someone with you or you got alarms set up on your GPS that tell you when you're close, because you don't want that thing to just take you into a rock or something like that.
Yes.
So make sure you use it carefully. But, yeah, now with adding this new equipment, electric steering Yamaha, and able to put a autopilot in there for $4,000 or whatever they charge for that thing, man, it makes a world of difference.
And here's the thing about the new technology that you are now selling versus the kind of the old technology. There's no pumps.
No.
And there's no lines to break. There's no hydraulic fluid, nothing like that. It's all
right.
Electronic. And it's pretty much foolproof. I mean, everybody thinks, well, I'm going to steer my boat with a wire. That's like, I mean, when I first heard that, I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. But it's actually more dependable than like a hydraulic system.
I would say so, because you don't have the extra hydraulic hoses running through,
yeah,
which can cause leaks. The old systems worked fine, but now it's so easy to add it. Like,
yeah,
you don't have to on a repower, but if you're looking at it, you can add that always later as well.
Yeah.
But it's honestly just, it's a little black box that's a computer and then a panel, and then you link it to your Garmin or Simrad, and you can plan a route, and it'll take you to the route. It'll actually, when you get to a waypoint that you have plotted, it'll actually back off the throttles when you get,
oh, wow,
there's cool, different settings. When you get to 200 feet of that waypoint, it'll actually reduce speed. So there's certain features that are really nice about it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a nice feature. What, I mean, does everybody get an autopilot that gets a boat?
Yes. I would say they might not. When they start rigging it, they're like, I don't need an autopilot. And then I'll see them in 6 months, and we'll get an autopilot.
Then they'll get an autopilot.
Right? Yeah.
So it's something you could retrofit.
Sure.
Yeah.
It is, but, man, I'm with Nick. Like, I think he's just being humble and appropriate in the way he answers that. Sure, you need it. Like, and the reason I say that, so even if you don't get it right off the bat, think about where you're going to put it when you are laying out all your electronics. Like maybe you don't buy it day one when Nick's putting your screens in and your Simrad package, but just trust me enough to know that that's probably going to go on your boat. So if you're starting from scratch and you're laying things out and you're not doing it, just keep in mind where that thing might go as you are doing that layout.
Put it in the finances.
It might be the most used piece of equipment on the boat.
I would say.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine not having it.
Right.
Even for little things. I mean, you said it best. You know, running to Clemente and things like that. Of course, it's a no brainer. It's a safety. It's a fuel savings. All those things. But just stupid little things. We're in the 5-mile-an-hour zone, and I'm gonna run to the bow locker to go get the fenders out and things like that. To just push a button and take 4 steps away and 4 steps back and know that your boat's staying on course and not moving, like, you can't not have it.
Yeah. So when you order a new Yamaha outboard, a repower, there's hydraulic steering and electric steering. Are they the same motors, or do you have to order specific to the electronics?
Good question.
There's subtle nuances between the motors, but it's essentially the same power head and same lower unit.
Uh-huh.
There's just the electronic steering has this big kind of cylinder-looking thing on the engine where the hydraulic steering used to be.
Uh-huh.
And so it looks slightly different. But the engine's the same.
Mm-hmm. Can you retrofit, if you order one with hydraulic, can you retrofit to electronic?
They used to make a bolt-on electric steering system. That is no longer being built. It's just going to, if you're buying a new 300, you have the option of staying hydraulic or going fully electric. You cannot take a hydraulic motor anymore and make it electric.
So, in other words, if you order hydraulic, you're stuck with hydraulic.
Yeah, unless you go to another company like Optimus.
Uh-huh.
And they make retrofit kits for that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. Hey, another good text come through from Darren and Menifee. Hey, Rick, Pete, and Nick, is there any safety equipment you'd recommend for private boaters that aren't necessarily Coast Guard required? For example, some kind of a putty to plug a small hole or crack in the hull while in the water, etc. I'm fishing La Jolla tomorrow. Are there any Bonita still around?
I think Mark answered the Bonita, right?
Yeah. Lots of Bonita around.
Bonita are definitely around. Yeah, I heard our half-day boat at a fisherman's.
Oh, yeah.
Rushing
yeah.
every day. It's been really, really fun December fishing.
Yeah, for sure.
Safety equipment. Plugs, tape, small set of tools. maybe like an EPIRB or like a, what does the Garmin make, like the InReach? Something that tells somebody, you know, you should have a plan before you go and tell somebody where you're going, what time you should be back. But maybe one of those InReaches or an EPIRB, that's pretty cheap insurance to make sure you're safe.
Something that works independent of your electrical system.
Yeah, and a first aid kit, for sure.
Yeah.
Like all that necessary stuff.
Common sense.
Mm-hmm.
First aid kit's super important.
Yes.
Yeah. And a decent one.
A good one, yeah.
You get a good one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely. And a lot of boats don't have them.
No.
Yeah.
No, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. I remember I took Tim Baker and Mike Lum out fishing one time. It's like, hey, where's your first aid kit? And I was like, well, I got some Band-Aids. Yeah. I got some salve here. So the next thing I know, here's come Tim Baker with a new first aid kit. You got to have this on your boat.
Yeah, something to tell somebody where you're at if you do have a problem is very important. Yeah, I think that would be necessary.
Yeah. So I got to make a little political comment here. So I finally broke down. I'm taking that boater card thing. Stupid. The stupidest thing ever.
Half of us have done that, then.
I don't know why I'm doing it, but I just decided, okay, I'm going to do it. Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but Harold Davis says, well, you got to do it because if you get a ticket, it goes on your driving record. So it dings against your driving record. Mm. I don't know whether that's true or not, whether Harold's right or not. I don't know. But I just said, okay, I'm just going to do it. But I've been doing the thing. You got to go through all this quiz. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I've been driving a boat since I was like 7, right? And they cover kayaking and personal. I'm never going to get aboard a personal watercraft. You know, I don't need to know that, right? But you got to do it for this test.
Got to do it.
Yeah. But here's the crazy thing about that is we need boater's cards. But if somebody walks down to Dana Landing and rents a boat, they don't need a boater card.
Right.
Those are the people that need the boater card.
It's a little backwards.
Not us.
We've been starting as we sell boats, and if it's a first-time boat owner, I typically ask if they have it. At least they've done something, because as we deliver a boat, I do one sea trial by myself to make sure everything's fine, and then we take the customer out, and we'll spend just about as much time as you need to feel comfortable with that. I will say I do agree with you. The boater's card for myself was kind of a joke. But there is some decent information in there if you know nothing.
Yes.
Like colors of lights, who has the right of way, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So it's somewhat important, but I can understand your frustration.
If you're experienced.
Yeah, and there's a little hack to that. You can, if you go online, there is like a speedy portion. You can pay like $15 extra, which I did, which moved it from like a 4 or 6 hour ordeal to about, took me an hour and a half.
Oh, I wish I would have known about that.
Right.
Yeah.
A little tip.
You blew that, Sam?
I blew that one. Where is that?
I think it was just, if you look up Boater Card California, it was on the front website. You're like, hey, do you want the speedy pass? So instead of like having a timed page, you can actually breeze through it and not be timed and click through it and go straight to the test, which will still, you know, you still have to know what you're what you're reading about to pass
but
it.
That's, that's what Google's for.
Sure, that's what AI is for,
That's the whole fallacy.
I'm sure everybody did that.
Anyway, hey, let's go live on the trivia day. Yeah, Captain Mike's on the boat.
I heard a sonar.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. That's pretty much a repeat of last week. I mean, we're out here. I think there's one other skiff somewhere on the horizon, and then we just put number 40 on for the morning for our bluefin.
Crazy.
It's a little bit nicer fish, like a 45-pounder. So, it's really going to be a bummer. We go up to Ventura tomorrow to haul out for our annual maintenance, and we started our Colinette trips January 9th, but to think these four things are going to be out here left alone is kind of a bummer.
No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, that's like there's nobody going to be nobody out there on the – and you're on the Cortez?
It's Saturday, and I think I've seen a commercial boat and one skiff on the horizon.
Jeez. Wow. And it's all you want, bluefin tuna.
Yeah, it's a little cool, but it's, maybe 7 or 8 knots of breeze and a 3-foot swell.
Jeez.
It's what we'd want throughout the entire year, put it that way.
Yeah. Wow, incredible.
And what's the water temp out there right now, Mike?
64.
64. Still warm, right?
Last week we had a little more sun, but I think it was 64 and a half. And Yeah, we'll be, hopefully we can keep doing this, get what we need and go look for some yellowtail and stuff. And, I mean, it's mid-December. I don't think the stuff's going to go anywhere, but we're going to be starting our Colinette trips January 9th. We've already got a handful of people for reservations for our first one. Oh, I just got bit again. And those have been a hit. I mean, we've had some phenomenal lingcod fishing. We've had bluefin on those trips as well. So, you know, not to completely bypass this and what it is, but that's going to be what we're shooting for starting January 9th.
Man, that's awesome.
That's cool. Well, hey, so January 9th, so this is the last offshore trip here and then maintenance, and then January 9th you start your Colinette trips.
Yep. And like I said, it's I know there's been a couple of commercial boats and a couple of skiffs out here over the week, and it sounds like it's been the same. I mean, there's just no shortage of fish. And yeah, these guys that jumped on the boat for this trip, I think we're just put number 41 on the boat, so it's as good as it's been. And what is it, 820?
Jeez. I know, it's unbelievable.
It's pretty awesome. Well, hey, if somebody wants to book one of those Colinette trips on the Tribute in January, sounds like a great way to start the year. How do we do that?
You can book through TributeSportFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com. You can always give the guys at Seaforth a call.
Oh, we lost him there. Yeah, anyway, C4SportFishing.com, Tribute Sport Fishing, Mike on the Tribute. Thank you so much. Hopefully you're listening. Thanks for all your reports this year. You're just fantastic and do a great job with that. And we look forward to Colinette trips, too. Hey, Alex, the sports barber, Alex Renza Paris, just said, just Google every question. And you don't have to read anything. And that's true. That's the whole
– right.
That's the whole fallacy of the whole stupid thing.
Do the speedy version.
And the speedy version. How did I not look up the speedy version?
Oh, man, no doubt.
They got you.
Hour and a half instead of like 4 hours, I guess. But, I mean, I just went to Boat U.S. because I'm a member of Boat U.S. Towboat U.S. Don't do that one.
Right.
Don't do the Boat U.S. one because that's the one you have to wait like 20 seconds between questions.
Right.
But so you do the speedy one, you don't have to wait, and then you just Google every question, you're good.
Yep, you passed.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Perfect. Congratulations.
Here's your card.
It's good forever.
Thanks for the cash.
Yeah. And it's like $40 or something like that, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheap. All right. That's good stuff.
I'm still out on it.
Yeah. I was protesting the whole thing. It's like
I had a fun text this morning. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. Question for Nick. What's the difference in having twin 300s or a single 600? Is it fuel economy? Is it tracking? Or anything that makes one of those options noticeably better than the other? That's from Sean in Blossom Valley.
I think fuel economy plays into that a little bit. With twin engines, you have a little bit more drag. So a large single engine is going to be slightly more efficient depending on the hull. And most of the times dealing with customers, they kind of want that twin. If the boat's say 24 and larger, that's kind of, I guess, an industry standard that I'm seeing across the board. And a lot of people just want that reliability and means to get home if they do have a failure. But if you're thinking about repowering or buying a boat or whatever it is, the engines now, everybody's making really, really good stuff, and 90%, if not more, problems with engines are fuel related. So if you're getting good fuel in that, you shouldn't really have any, you know, engine issues. But again, if you do, that second engine is kind of nice to get home on. And then that efficiency thing just comes into play.
Okay.
Well, if you have a Yamaha, you don't ever have to worry.
Well, and I should mention price too.
Sure.
Like a 600, I don't even know how much that is. It's $100,000, $90,000 for a single engine.
Wow.
You can get twin 300s for way less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. $100,000 for a 600?
Yeah, I kind of made that up, but I mean, once you're rigged and ready to go, it's up there.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty insane.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. A big motor, though.
Yeah, it's a big motor.
That's cool.
Things are huge. See them at the shows. It's like, yeah.
It's a whole different animal.
Yeah. Hey, James in La Jolla, it says, I recently purchased the whole electric packages for my Yamaha 250. My old boat has completely been transformed. I got a single 250 with a joystick, giving me the ability to spot lock, which that's interesting, and with the motor, and add at drift, at autopilot, insane tracking, and even in crappy weather, it's the upgrade is over traditional hydraulic system is just insane. Steering is perfect, adjustable, and low speeds and high speeds, which is really cool about that, is you can kind of adjust. If you want to go, like if you're bounce balling for halibut, you can adjust that idle down to like nothing.
Yeah, that slow troll feature on the control, you just tap a button and you can go up or down in 50 RPM increments, and then once you get down to that lower speed, it'll actually kick the motor in and out of gear to keep you at 1 mile an hour or whatever it is.
It's a, like he says, it's a total game changer, and it he says he's just highly recommending it. Like for your, like he's saying that the Coronado is just slow trolling for yellows, same kind of thing. I use that feature all the time, just trying to keep the boat slow enough to go slow trolling. Yeah, so. The upgrade is a good thing.
He said it well. According That's to great.
Yeah. So, and do you have people doing that? That they're switching the old style hydraulic stuff. They're putting the new style motor on just to get all those.
We do that a lot.
So tell us about the spotlight that lock that he's talking about.
Yeah.
That,
so on his joystick, he's probably got there's three buttons on the joystick where you can kind of spot lock it. So there's stay point, drift point, and fish point, I believe it is. And stay point will keep you in one spot. So if you're like,
and that's with a twin engine package.
Yeah, and you can still do it with a single.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, they've adapted that to a single.
No kidding.
Obviously, with twins or triples or whatever, it's going to be a little bit more precise because it can use two engines to move your boat. But that stay point will keep you in one spot. So if you're waiting for a fuel dock or something like that or your fish or whatever, it'll keep you in one area. Drift point will actually let you drift with the current. So you can kind of, it'll keep you facing in one direction and let you drift down.
How nice is that?
Yeah. Right. And then fish point, I can't remember what fish point does, but it's something similar. And you can change that. So you want your heading to be one direction. You can say, I want the bow facing this degree and keep me here. And it'll do that. Or you can have it stern too. And you can swap that in the gauge.
No
way. So you're like, I want my stern to face to, you know, be my heading, I guess.
Yeah.
And it'll keep you there. So you can fish the stern or the bow and it'll keep you in one direction.
So... So is that something, if you have the electronic Yamaha package, can you put a joystick, you can add a joystick to it?
Absolutely, yeah. And you don't have to. So you can get the electric steering and the digital throttle, and you can keep it that package. And later on, if you want to move into autopilot or joystick, you can add those on there. So they call it like levels 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So the joystick is just an add-on. If you don't lose your – is that replace the throttle control?
Nope, that's just with the throttle you can add a joystick. So single or twin-engine boat or whatever, you can use that joystick to move the boat sideways. You can dock it, and then you can have those extra features we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Added to
wow.
And it's again, it's like kind of like the autopilot. It's a computer box and the unit itself.
Add on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little joystick that fits on your console.
Yep. It's almost plug and play, really.
Wow.
That's cool, man. That's really cool. It's just wild how fast all of this is changing.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I had a fun text. It says, Aloha, great show this morning. My husband's dream boat is a new Parker. I've had a fairly successful couple of years and daydream about surprising him with a new boat. What are the questions that you would want to know about his fishing experiences and hopefully future on the water for our plan to zero in on the boat that's going to be right for him? Thanks so much from Cindy and Santee.
Oh, right on. God, that sounds fun. Yeah, give him a boat. I think just if you're looking at the Parkers, the style of boat he wants to do, if it's a center console or a cabin boat, if you want to go overnight with him and enjoy that, then you're in kind of the cabin boat. Truck size, what you want to tow with, where you're going to store it, how big you can go plays a factor, price point as well. Again, I'd kind of refer, now that they have built this really great website, you can go on right now and check out all the different models and actually build one and see what the outcome is.
How fun would that be?
And then any extra questions that you might have, just give us a call and we can kind of guide you with that.
That'd be a cool project to get to be a part of, surprising somebody with a new boat.
Heck yeah.
That's cool.
That's a keeper right there.
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, here's a very good question from Brian in San Diego. He says, my boat crew often talks about getting an inflatable life raft for the boat, especially when we're out pretty far in low light. Any recommendations on a life raft option for a Parker boat? And that's a good question because, like, when you made a couple trips out to the Cortez Bank, you're in the middle of the ocean out there. And, you know, something goes wrong. There's not a lot of boats around and stuff like that. It's like...
There could
be trouble. I mean, if you're going out that far, it's kind of almost a necessity, right?
Yeah, we don't do a ton of life rafts. I had a 25-20 Parker that had a life raft on it. It was a four-man, and it had a little kind of bracket that I put on the hard top, and that was kind of reassuring to keep that. You do have to maintain that. I don't know what it is.
Like there's every 5 years.
Something like that. Yeah. And then so
2 years.
So then just getting that correct life raft for how many people you think you're going to have on board, whether it's four, six, so forth and so on. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's a great option.
We have one in our boat. It's not hard mounted. It's about the size of a medium sized duffel bag, and it's auto inflate. Throw it in the water, it blows up. Four man on a life raft. You could take it onto another boat or off if you wanted. I mean,
it stows down below. Or?
Yeah, we just keep it inside the center console. I mean, it's, like I said, it's the size of a duffel bag, like the size of a full size, like a carry on bag that you put on the plane. It's about that size, soft sided, and. You know, God forbid you needed it. You chuck the thing in the water, and boom, it just auto-inflates.
It's a great option.
Coast Guard approved, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of options.
Totally.
As they say, just Google it.
That's it.
You don't carry anything like that.
No, I don't. I just go to where a company in Long Beach, I think, does that.
Yeah. I know there's a company in Long Beach and a company in San Diego that kind of specializes in.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe go talk to them and see what's going on.
That's it. Hey, you got it. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
Here's exciting news from Baker Marine and Fujinon. For a limited time, get $175 of instant savings on the Fujinon TSX 1440 stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Talk about the perfect gift for anyone that spends time on the water, or the perfect time to finally get your pair. Now is the best time to upgrade your gear to a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 is the best value in stabilized binoculars, period. They deliver rock steady vision even in rough waters. And now, for a limited time, get an instant rebate of $175. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and grab your instant savings now. This offer ends soon, so get your pair from Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I've got to tell you, we're talking. Talk to Benny Florentino. You go fishing with Benny Florentino, you're going to be using Shimano, and I'll bet he's got a lot of Shimano tranks that he's throwing out there.
How do you talk about a better reel for inshore fishing than that? From the small 150s all the way up to the 500. I mean, everything you got covered. Spotty fishing with the 150 and the 200. Calico fishing with the 300 if you're going to A-rig or fish a big hard bait and you want to fish the 400. Surface iron with the 5. I mean, you've got a lineup of reels that'll catch a 12-inch spotty or a 200-pound bluefin.
Those 300 and 400 size, small reels, but still tons of power. You could catch a lot of big fish on those little reels.
We were talking about it yesterday in the tackle store. I don't think that there's a better reel for popper and stick bait fishing for our school-sized bluefins than a Tranks 400. That's a bass-sized reel. Yeah. We're talking fish to 50 pounds, no problem.
No problem.
I
check it out. Tranks reels at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hooker!
Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a fun time in here this morning with Nick from West Coast Marine. If you got your questions, send us a text at Let's Talk Hookup app. Still plenty of time to get your questions through.
Yeah, for sure. Lots of good texts coming through. You have a good one, Rick?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show this has been. My question for Nick, can you get a below-deck insulated fish hold as an option on a Parker or on a Camus? That's from Daniel in Rancho Santa Barbara. Daniel Santa Barbara.
Yeah, quick answer, yes on the Camus for sure. And then on the Parker side, that would have to be manufactured after the fact. They still don't have fish holds, although in the 247 offshore, they do have two in-deck fish holds in the cockpit that are plumbed to a macerator.
Oh, that's cool. That's a cool new feature.
It is a great feature, yeah.
In which boats?
The 24 Parker, the cabin 24, 247 offshore, they're calling it.
Okay.
Yep.
That one.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then I imagine this new 25 center console is coming out, I believe it's tomorrow, but I haven't seen if they have the fish holds, because what I would imagine would happen is that 25 center console, they're going to use that hull for something else, I would imagine.
Okay.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Thanks for that. Hey, Dan in El Cajon writes, he says, the 600 outboard goes for $77,000 to $110,000.
Perfect. Thanks for answering that.
Yeah. So, just general information there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. You don't carry any of those at the West Coast Marine.
No, that's a little much for me.
You don't. Do you stock Mercury or you just stock Yamaha?
I don't have any Mercury outboards on site right now. Oh. Mainly just a majority Yamaha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yamaha is the saltwater man.
Yeah, I've been doing that for, I'm going on 18 years now, so it's very familiar to me.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
And they work.
And they work.
It's like dependability.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You want something that's dependable?
Yep.
That's why you buy
Yamaha. Want to go fast, you get a Mercury. If you want to get home, you buy a Yamaha.
I like that. I like that.
That's funny. I had a fun text. Good morning, guys. Great show. My question is for Nick. When do you recommend replacing the boat fuel hose to prevent it from delaminating internally? That's from Matt.
Oh, yeah. That hasn't been a problem lately. I think we use a lot of Trident fuel hose, and we don't have an issue with that. That fuel hose collapsing was this old gray hose, and I don't remember what it was, but that was a huge problem years ago, and they're probably still on some boats. And what was happening is the fuel, you know, when it turns into ethanol and water in the fuel tank, that ethanol eats away that inner lining, mm-hmm. and that was collapsing that fuel hose.
Got it.
So anytime I see this, it's hard to explain, but anytime I see that gray older style fuel line, it comes out.
Get it out.
Yeah. But anything you're buying, let's say at West Marine or some of these retailers, that hose is not around anymore.
Okay.
Or shouldn't be.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though.
That's not a good one.
That was a big problem for a while.
Yeah. So your typical customer that comes into West Coast Marine, is it an experienced boater?
We get both.
I mean,
we get guys who are coming back to buy their, you know, second, third Parker, and then we get, we just delivered a 28 to a brand new customer.
Wow.
Yeah, so, we get both.
New trainings.
Mm-hmm.
What about repowers? I mean, you guys do a lot of repowers, right?
We do. We do a lot of repowers throughout the year. It's one of my favorite things about the business. So, I don't know, we might do, so far this year, 60-plus or so repowers, I would imagine. 60 engines-ish. I love that part of the business. That's really fun to take an old boat. And one comment I always get on a repower is the customer will take it, use it, call me and say, God, I should have done this a long time ago.
Yeah.
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 Makes that old boat feel like a new boat.
Absolutely. So the typical repower customer, is he going with the same horsepower? Is he upgrading horsepower?
Typically, it's like for like, because generally you have a boat, and most of the manufacturers, and they're selling the boats with the most amount of horsepower rated for that boat. So if your horsepower rating is 250, you're kind of sticking to 250. So it's mainly just off of what the rating is on the boat. And a lot of the older boats might only be rated for like a 200 or 225.
Mm-hmm.
So that question becomes, I always refer people to their insurance company, making sure that if they are going up in horsepower, that they still have the same insurance coverage.
So Is that have to do with the little boat plaque? It'll say maximum horsepower?
Yeah, you have that kind of yellow and silver plaque right on the boats from the Coast Guard, and it'll give you that horsepower rating, how many people, how much weight can be in that boat.
And if you exceed that horsepower, the insurance is void?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I would definitely call them, but yeah, you don't want to give them any more ammunition to not cover an accident.
Something for you. Yeah. Hey, John in La Mesa writes, I got a new Yamaha from West Coast Marine. Only have 300 hours on it right now. I do have a kicker motor for a backup, but it's not on the boat. At what point should I put that kicker motor on the boat?
I think whenever you're ready. Wintertime is a great time to do projects.
Yeah.
So depending on how you want it mounted, they make like spring assist mounts for kickers. If it's a bracket, if the engine's on a bracket like our Parkers are, they typically have these four holes that are on the side of that bracket where you can actually install a little, you know, L piece of metal and then bolt that kicker motor onto it. And then if you want to just keep it a tiller motor, you can, or you can run controls to it.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the purpose for having a kicker motor?
I think it's a lot of guys for kicker motors are more in like Central California, Northern California, if they're doing slow trolling, bounce ball and stuff.
Like for salmon.
And then kickers also come into play. If you have an issue with your big engine, then you can run your kicker motor.
Yeah. Yeah. But realistically, if you have a Yamaha 300, you're
probably fine. Again, majority of the problems come in like not maintaining it or fuel related issues.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when we talk about maintenance, go through what should we do to maintain a big motor?
So the manufacturer will go by hours or years. So typically it's a new engine will have a break-in period, it's typically around 10 or 20 hours, and there's a break-in procedure. Then you would change the fluids after that, and then at every 100 hours you're doing a service on it or a year. So they do it both ways. And then throughout the years or engine hours, you add more to that maintenance schedule. So whether it's a water pump, timing belt, checking the fuel pump, valve clearances and things like that come into play when you're more at like, you know, 500 to 1,000 hours.
And you as a Yamaha dealer know exactly what to do on any particular motor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a lot of the new electronics will tell you when you need the service, too.
Yeah, you'll get a little icon on the gauge that says, you got 100 hours on it, you know, contact your dealer.
Yeah. Yep. And how important is it to get that done, like right away, or you have a window?
I mean, it's kind of tough to do it right away. I think you probably should try to be on it. But if you're under or exceeding it by, you know, I don't know, 5-10 hours, I don't know what the right number is, but you know, you want to get it done.
Get it done.
It's important.
Yeah. Why is it important?
Mainly like plugs and oil and stuff like that in the marine environment. Like today you have fog and you have moisture. And if you're not running that boat, your cylinder's still holding air. And if it's wet air, like that's going to turn into rust. And so you want to, run your boat as much as possible. That's going to help longevity. And then after a year or 100 hours of use, you want to change those parts.
Okay.
How often should one change the water pump? Like when you're doing your 100-hour services, at what time do you change the pump and...
It's different for the different horsepowers. It used to be the V6s and the 3.3 liter was every 200 hours or 2 years, and they've bumped that up on the 4.2 liters. They're saying to check it at 200 hours and then change it at 300 hours, I believe the book says. If you're checking it, you might as well change it because you've done the labor. Sold. Now you're just in parts. I know water pump parts for new engines are fairly expensive, but for me, I would just say just do that for peace of mind. I mean, you don't want an impeller to go bad when you're out in the water because then you're dead in the water.
Every other service, just put a new water impeller in it.
Yeah, every other one. Uh-huh. Every 2 years, I would probably say, is probably doable.
What about fuel additives into your fuel? Do you recommend those?
I do, yeah. Different manufacturers make different ones, and then there's aftermarket ones. Like Stabil, Startron, I think, makes one. Yamaha makes their Ring Free.
Yeah.
Mercury has their own. But I would say, like, Yamaha's Ring Free is great to use. It's kind of as like an ongoing basis. You're adding it when you fill up fuel. So it's 1 ounce for every 10 gallons of fuel, I believe. And I think it really works. I've done one test years ago on an old V6 that had low compression and a lot of carbon buildup inside the motor. And we did, like, a shock treatment of Ring Free and ran it hard in the ocean and then brought it back and did a compression test, and it bounced back.
Wow.
It cleaned it up. So I'm a believer. I believe it works.
Put it in every time you fuel?
Yeah. Yeah, and on a new engine, I mean, you're not going to see that kind of carbon buildup for, you know, maybe a couple thousand hours. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're keeping that boat for a long time and you want to keep it running right, I'd say use it.
Just use it. Mm-hmm. It's not that expensive.
In the grand scheme of things, being a boat owner, no.
Do you have any one particular one you'd recommend? I know Yamaha makes ring free. Like
I mean, I've seen Yamaha's ring free work.
Yeah.
Like, I've done that.
So is that the one you'd probably say, just use the ring free?
That's the one I use. I mean, it's available to me. But if you're, you know, out of West Marine or something like that and you've got Stabil or something like that, that works too.
That works too.
Yep.
All right.
That's cool. I had a great question. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. We purchased our Parker back in 2015, and it's about time for an electronics upgrade. I figure at this point, Nick, you've seen everything that goes on these boats. What is your recommendation for a new electronics package, and do you guys do the installs at West Coast? That's from Paul and Santee.
Yeah, we do. Gosh, it's hard to say. I think getting your hands on some of these different manufacturer units would probably be smart because they all kind of have a different interface. Garmin is kind of like an iPhone. It's very easy to use. Simrad is a little bit more difficult, but there's more adjustability to it. I like them both. They both work great. They both work with, like, electric steering systems and the autopilot. You can link it up. And then if you're going, like, big boat style and you want Furuno and you want the stuff that those things can do, those are great units as well. So probably there's not a bad option. I just get your hands on it and see what kind of fishing you do and how you want to use that boat. If you want user-friendly, maybe a Garmin is the right setup.
Yeah. I have Raymarine and the new Raymarine. The new Raymarine stuff, not the old Raymarine stuff, but the new Raymarine stuff is really nice.
It's very nice.
Intuitive, very
yeah.
easy to use.
You got to get your hands on it, though, and start using it.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. But you do all that, right?
Mm-hmm. We do.
You work with manufacturers. You'll sell and install and
sure.
the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Hey, Chris from CCA says, good morning. Just wanted to say thank you to Nick and his team at West Coast for all their support for the CCA Star tournaments. Setting up with the new 18-foot boat, can't do it out. Good guys like Nick. So, again, the CCA Star tournament, again, you and Yamaha have ponied up again, right?
Yeah, that last year I think was a good success. And actually, funny enough, the gentleman who won the boat picked it up yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. Rolled away with the brand new Parker 18.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen again this year?
I hope so.
Yeah, working on it.
Yep, they're working on their budgets and stuff like that, and hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah,
but
that's really something that you, as well as Yamaha, really stepped up to help the CCA and I hope help.
Absolutely, yeah. They do such a good job, and Chris over there is awesome.
Yeah,
so
they're working hard.
I'd love to, yeah.
Yes, but there will be a CCA Star Tournament this year. It'll be the same thing. It'll run during the summer, and we'll keep you posted on how it's going. Before we run out of time, I want to talk about your presence at the shows this year, at the PCS shows, right?
Sure.
And are there going to be specials and stuff like that?
Always specials. I'm going to bring some engines. We'll have deals on motors if you want to do repowers. But I can give you deals right now, too, so don't feel like you got
to
wait till March.
Don't have to wait.
I do love to work in January and February.
Yeah.
That's a great time to get stuff done. But we will be at the Orange County Fairgrounds beginning of March, and then we're going to have a space at Del Mar as well. So
cool.
I'm thinking of bringing I really want everybody to see that new 227 Explorer. I think it's a really neat boat. And then I'll bring that 24, and we'll have a Camus there as well.
The 227 is the one you described at the beginning of the show, the new version, smaller pilot house, easy to tow, but still big boat, still sleep on the boat. But
correct.
And it comes as a pocketbook, but still a big fishing boat.
Killer price point for a cabin boat. It'll do everything the bigger ones can. And then that boat is the only cabin version. I guess they still make the 21, but the only cabin version that's a single engine boat. And you can get that one in a 200 horsepower inline four cylinder. All the way up to a 300.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so a lot of different options to, again, that build-a-boat thing. You can choose those different engine options and see what the price is.
But you were saying don't wait till the boat show season to get a deal on the boat.
No, not at all.
And you probably, realistically, because you guys are a little quieter in January and February, it's probably a better time to buy the boat because, number one, you'll probably make a better deal. Number two, you'll get the boat before everybody else who waits till boat show season does it.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, we're picking off selling boats, you know, little by little here. And so you don't want to wait till March to not have a boat or something like that, because by March, and then you want to do all the rigging on it, you're already in April, May. Like, you want to be ready in March.
You said that best. It's not like you don't you don't pull the trigger and the boat comes, and when you finally get your hands on the boat for the first time, it's not set and ready to go fishing for the year. I mean, it takes a while to do all the things and electronics and bait systems and metal fabrication and all those things. Like, you want that thing to be dialed in by the time the next season rolls around.
How long did it take Benny to put his Caymus together?
We had that together. That didn't take long. I got it a few months ago, and then we rigged it. It took maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah.
To put all the, because he brought me all his electronics and everything that we put in there.
Okay, let's say I want one of the new 22s that, that are coming out. When if I come to you and say, okay, I'm putting money down, I want that 22. How long is it going to take?
I have two of them right now.
Oh, you do?
Yep. At the shop, and they both have Garmin packages in there, which you don't have to keep. We can change that up for any
whatever you want,
anything you want. And then building the boat, I mean, depending on what you wanted, yeah, 2-3 weeks.
Wow.
That's cool, man.
Like bait tanks.
Yeah, we get a blue water bait tank in there, rod rack. I mean, they only come with like 6 rod rack.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times we're adding a few more to the existing rod rack or making like a 15 or 17 rod rack on there.
Yeah, and you have vendors that you utilize that you know exactly what to do.
Yep, we're ready to build.
Yeah, so realistically, I could have that boat at the first of the year if I wanted to order it right now.
Sure, I'll work over Christmas.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Okay, let's say you have a boat that's not in stock. Let's say do you have a 24 in stock?
Yes.
Wow.
That one's we did just sell that one. I'm getting another one, say January, February.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you wanted the 24, the new 24, which is a beautiful boat, really a super nice boat, 8-8 beam. Lots of room, great sleeping quarters.
Plenty of fuel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lots of, like, how much fuel does that 24 have?
145 gallons.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Plenty.
Yep.
And what would you put on that?
Power-wise?
Yeah.
I've ordered them with twin 200s, and that boat screams.
Yeah.
I think if you go on Yamaha Outboard's website, you can see performance specs on most of the boats. And that 24 will show 57 miles an hour.
Whoa, no kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, and then at, 30 miles an hour, whatever they say, it's burning 2.9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you only order them with twins, or could you put a single on that?
For that boat, we've only ordered them with twins. You can get a single on that boat.
Yeah. But like a single 350.
That would be a nice package.
Yeah.
For sure.
Plenty of power, right?
425.
Yeah, and you get that boat with twin 150s, I think, is a nice package, too. You're not getting 57 miles an hour. I think it's like a high 40s boat, mid-40s, with twin 150s, and that's the one we just ordered and sold.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about on the 22? What kind of power are you going to put on that?
I like it with just a single 200. It keeps the cost really, really reasonable for that boat.
And that's plenty of power for that?
Plenty of power for that boat, but you can go to the V6 250 or 300, and we can swap that engine out. If somebody wants the boat we have in stock with the 200, we can pull it up and put a bigger motor on there.
Put a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
The Yamaha 200 is probably one of the best motors ever built because it's so efficient.
It is.
Right?
It is.
I mean, what kind of mileage would you get with that 22?
I haven't seen performance specs on there. I looked last night on the website. I did not see them, but the 24 is getting 2.9, probably loaded with bait tank and gear, probably just over 2, I would imagine, when you're heavy.
Wow.
And that 22, I'd have to imagine that's a 2.5.
That's crazy. That's so good.
And how much fuel in that 22?
100, 105.
Wow.
Yeah.
Plenty. Especially if you're getting 2.5.
Yeah, those new holes are just so efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Pretty amazing, for sure.
All right. Hey, I had another text come through, and we kind of just alluded to it real quick there. It said, man, what a great show this has been. Sorry, did I pull it up here? We talked all about electronics and boats and everything. What I haven't heard much of is bait systems. Can you go over what the ideal bait system is for a new Parker? I'm assuming he's talking Pilot House style boat.
Yeah, bait system. We do a lot of blue water bait systems from Randy up there.
Randy does a great job.
Does a great job, and then he makes all different sizes of the tank. So on the 28s, we're putting the 85-gallon, and then mid-size boats, the 75, and then down to 65. That's easy. We've actually done a neat thing on the 24. We had to paint, it's a gray boat. It's like a gunmetal gray boat. And then he painted the bait tank to match.
Nice.
It looks really, really sharp.
Slick.
Nice.
Really neat.
And you put a 65 on that?
That one's a 65, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Perfect size.
Do they still have the in-transom kind of LiveWell, the newer models?
They do. They have that small, it's like a light-colored blue LiveWell on the
yeah.
Transom. Yep.
And is there any type of upgrade that you guys have done for those to change that configuration down at all?
I haven't. We've changed some of the fittings to make it more of like a bait tank, but it's still, I don't think it's as optimal as putting like a Blue Water
yeah.
or Pacific Edge tank yeah. in the boat. I mean,
definitely
those,
want to have a retrofitted
those just work.
Tank.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, it holds mackerel fine. Put a couple mackerel in there. They seem
yeah.
to be fine, but it just doesn't. Like, if we're going offshore, we'll put sardine in there that we know that that's going to get chummed first
right.
and just use it for that. But really, it's like.
You need a big.
It's the trash can. It's the fender holder. It's the whatever else. I'm
right.
curious if you've come across any upgrades to that thing at all.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing. We're giving away a full day trip on board the San Diego. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to buy and a great time for traditions, like loading up the Ford Explorer and going to Grandma's house, or taking on the day's projects in a versatile Bronco or Bronco Sport. Both have the capability, tech, and durability you need. How about making the big delivery with California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs, or the family holiday you're taking. Hurry in before this year comes to a close. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, visit your local dealership with a great selection during the Ford's year-end sales event. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winner of a full-day trip going fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Going to go to, do us the honors, a texter today. Congratulations, Paul in Santee. You've got yourself a trip on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah, really great show. Always a pleasure having you, Nick, and just a fantastic operation up there at West Coast Marine. And Kevin would be very proud of you.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Hey, how do we find you if we want to get a new boat?
We're in Costa Mesa off of Newport Boulevard at the end of the 55.
The new Camus or
yeah, there
one
you go.
The new Parkers.
Yep, come by and see us, 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Give me a shout at the office, 949-515-2822. Check out our website. Check out the boat's website, and go do that build-a-boat stuff. It'll be really fun.
Yeah, for sure. The new on the Parker website.
Sure.
And then, of course, Yamaha outboards. You'll outfit the people with refit on our
sure.
Yamaha, repower, put on all the new stuff that you were talking about.
Absolutely.
That joystick sounds like something.
Oh,
like
no
that
doubt.
Sounds pretty cool. Yeah, sounds like it's cool. Pretty cool stuff. Well, thanks. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate your support. Of course, Let's Talk Hookup for so many years, and, of course, for CCA, too. We're
That's
very
right.
thankful for that, for all your great support. And thank you out there. We want to thank Jeff in the fan studio and, of course, Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Tomorrow, Martin Libby from Inland Saltwater Anglers and Corey King, Bay Bass Specialist. He's going to be fun tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on YouTube, Facebook Live. Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you then.
Saltwater. Have
2 hours. Join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano, get ready.